Dawson Bell. He's the excellent writer for the Detroit Free Press. He works out of the Lansing Bureau. Dawson, how are you?
Hey, I'm all right, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. I want to get your take. Tim Skubic and I disagree about the bridge. I believe it's going to happen. I believe that since I went to the Mackinac Conference. And the more I talk to the administration, we had Brian Kelly on the program this morning, the more I believe it's going to get done. And if the legislators don't help them, they've got other avenues to seek. Talk about that.
I'm sort of with you on that one. I think that the governor has made it a primary goal of the second half of his first year in office, and he's shown an ability to deliver on things that he really wants.
From your perspective, do you know what other avenues he could take should he bypass the House and the Senate?
Well, I didn't hear your interview with Lieutenant Governor Kelly, but he's been making some vague references to possible non-legislative solutions, and they exist. I mean, there's a degree of difficulty there that I'm sure they would prefer to have legislation in place that adopts the proposal that they've got on the table. But you know, the executive is pretty strong source of power, and you can come up with what they call intergovernmental agreements that can bypass legislative approval in some instances. We'll just have to see, I guess.
Dawson, what's your perspective on the court ruling regarding medical marijuana?
I've been talking to some lawyers that are involved in all this, and many of them expressed skepticism to me about the legality of the retail sales at dispensaries, so I guess I'm not shocked. I thought the court might defer to voters. You know, the initiative was passed overwhelmingly, and Michigan made it legal for people to use marijuana, so there could be some inference that if it's legal to use, that it's also legal to obtain it somehow. It'll be interesting to see whether they do appeal to the Supreme Court and whether the Supreme Court might take a more liberal view of the thing.
As you and Kathleen Gray wrote yesterday in the Detroit Free Press, the state has capped health dollars as well as welfare. What's your take on that?
There's been movement across a pretty broad front on cost control at the state level this year. You know, after years and years of chronic budget deficits, they have been trying to come up with various ways to address these questions, and controlling the cost of compensation for public employees is a big part of that. So I think we knew they were going to do something. The solution they came up with on the health care benefits is complicated, to say the least, and it remains to be seen how well it will actually work in practice. And, of course, there's a lot of pushback from public employees. The welfare time limits are another idea that's been kicked around virtually, for decades almost, and we've had time limits. There's an existing federal time limit that wasn't strictly enforced, and I think they've decided that it's time to try and really see whether a stricter enforcement of time limits will actually move more people into independence and productivity. It has broad support among the public. The idea of lifetime welfare benefits doesn't sit very well with people who are struggling to work and make it. But I'm uncertain. You know, there's a reason why somebody hasn't worked for most of the last decade, and whether a strict limit is going to change that dynamic or not again, remains to be seen.
We're talking with Dawson Bell, the excellent writer from the Detroit Free Press. Dawson, with all that's been going down with the legislation, we had Senator Whitmer on the program. We've had some other Democrats on this week, and we've heard from folks who are saying that this is going to hurt families, this is going to hurt poor people, this is going to hurt single parent homes, this is going to hurt children. But just as an outsider looking in, it seems to me the Democrats knew all this was going to happen. It was coming, but because they're Democrats and a lot of their supporters like the way things have been, they almost they're almost forced to speak out against these.
Yes, they. There are good reasons to think that a single mom with two or three small children who hasn't worked in years is going to endure greater hardship if they don't have the cash assistance after the cutoff. Remember, there are lots of there are lots of government programs still and non-government programs. We have food assistance and child care and Medicaid and it's not like they're completely cut adrift. The Democrats are put in a position really of sort of defending a system that's indefensible in some ways because it hasn't broken the cycle of poverty, and we still have, even with cash assistance, indefinitely, the misery index is still pretty high. So, they put up a fight, but they didn't have really an alternative that was attractive enough to head this off.
All right. And what are you going to be working on for the Free Press over the next few days?
Well, we're going to do a little politics. I think we've got, the Senate race is shaping up. The Republicans have their Mackinac conference coming up next month, and we're going to have some big hitters from around the country coming in. So we'll probably be focusing on that a little bit.
All right. He is Dawson Bell from the Detroit Free Press. Dawson, thanks so much for your time.
You bet.